type 3 case is LU14-162150 DZMGW, the Hyatt House. And with us is Chris Caruso.
Thank you, Matt. I do not have a PowerPoint presentation today in an effort to move the case along because you have seen it twice already. I'll just quickly go through the memo that I sent with the packet, or that Amy sent with the packets that you received. So this is the third design review hearing for LU14-144166DZMGW. It's for the place Hyatt House. The project has changed, been reconfigured a bit again from the second hearing where you saw it to today. And among the most obvious changes are the alterations to the southwest corner and the south facade of the building. So that corner element has been expanded to contain both the public corner entrance as well as the valley entry beneath the continuous metal canopy. The other canopies along Southwest River Drive or the west facade have been broken up into three separate canopies with a narrow space in between. Well, before it was one continuous run of canopy. Additional windows have actually been added to the east elevation on either side of the wrapping corners, so on either side of the parking garage and water feature wall, there's some additional windows there. They don't open out into what we would be able to consider active spaces, so the ground floor window modification is still in place. Additionally, the green screen and water feature has been moved from going across the top of the parking garage wall, and it's more discreetly contained between the actual physical recesses along that wall. It's a bit closer to the retail corner as well, and the dark steel trays have been changed to a lighter colored stainless steel. There's additional plantings that you can see on the site plan and landscape plans along the curb edge of Southwest Moody Avenue. And other landscaping changes are the removal of the tall, narrow cypress trees and the plantings around the corner, on the southwest corner, so it's more of a continuous sidewalk environment for people to pass through and by and gather around the entry. And the courtyard wall materials were simplified, as you had asked, with the removal of some of the patterning that was inside the courtyard as well. And that is it for my presentation. If you have any questions, I would be happy to answer them.
Any questions? No? All right.
Okay. I'm Kurt Schultz with Sarah Architects. I'm pinch hitting for Gary Gola today, who's on the east coast at a family reunion. So with me is Carol Mayer Reed. So again, that's Kurt Schultz, 338 Northwest 5th Avenue, and that's Sarah Architects. So Gary last presented this on October the 2nd at hearing number 2. So I'm really just going to focus only on the design changes that we've made or the team has made since that last hearing. So starting with the, I'm going to call this the west elevation. We have the previous elevation that was shown on the second. In the revised elevation, what we have done is combined the two entry points that were located on the west elevation. There's one on the corner, and then there's kind of the valley drop-off entry. Combined them into a single architectural element that was suggested at that hearing, so that really this whole corner becomes a much stronger architectural element. The two entries are tied together, and the canopy types are simplified to really just being two canopy types. So we have the connecting canopy that connects with some of these vertical zinc fins that creates a shadow box element that links the two entries. And then that is separated then by another canopy element that floats below the brick, also along the west elevation. We there used to be solid walls in this area between the two entries to also help link the entries. We've gone to continuous storefront glass from the southwest corner entry to the west corner entry, so those are contiguous. And then the entire shadow box element canopy and vertical fins, as well as all the elements inside that, are all zinc. You know, zinc's a really wonderful material that's not seen too much in Portland that will take the light in a really interesting way to really give that corner a lot of emphasis, that this is really the active corner and all the entries are tied together. They're also linked with some of the horizontal sunshades that prior were just over the main entries. There was a suggestion last time that these were too disparate and to tie the two of those elements together. Then on the east elevation, the previous east elevation had the stepping fountain element along the slate wall with a kind of a large fountain and landscaping element that projected off the top of the building. What we have done is, first, we enlarged a lot of the storefront glazing that existed on the east elevation. So we extended the storefront glazing in this location from where it was before and stretched it further to the north. We added further storefront glazing where it did not exist prior. This is a glazed mechanical room, and that will be translucent glazing, not clear glazing on that element. We increased the amount of storefront glazing over on the other corner and increased that further to the south. This is the current elevation. That was the previous one. We removed the louver and the kind of hollow core, solid core door, metal door that was there prior, incorporated it into the glazing. So more glass everywhere. Then we created with the slate just a single niche so that we could actually take the fountain element that Carol and her team has designed, but also move it further to the north, get it closer to this corner, closer to the active corner, and make that more connected to both the pedestrian environment and to the courtyard above. At your request, we simplified the language of the elevations in the courtyard as well. We had prior, the previous elevation, these kind of larger groupings of windows with the zinc, but they were very flush. They weren't set back in a recess. We do have that larger reading on some of the street elevations, but those only occur where there's a deep set recess and a shadow line. So what we did is we simplified the courtyard elevations where these windows are linked with a zinc kind of a spandrel element between the two windows, simplified it so the language is consistent around the entire sides of the building. So this was our elevation prior that Gary showed you at the second hearing, where we had the corner shadow box element separated from the secondary entry, which is kind of more the valet entry of the building, and tied those two together with a continuous shadow box, all of zinc. We still have curtain wall glazing, storefront glazing on both of these elements, and the sunshades also help tie them together. The zinc is in between, and then we made the entire ground floor all glass that's open to the lobby and the activities of the hotel, and simplified the number of canopy types. So there's really just two canopy types now instead of three that there was prior. This was the previous elevation kind of taken from the northeast corner that shows the amount of kind of solid wall that we had, and the fountain element was pushed back kind of mid-block, and it also had this large projecting kind of beam element, which we've eliminated. So in the new design, you can't really see it through the trees here, but we've extended all the amount of glazing on that corner, extended the amount of glazing on the northeast corner, eliminated the hollow metal doors and the louver slot there, and Mayor Reed has redesigned the fountain element. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Carol, and she can walk you through the changes to the landscape design. Down. There you go.
Thanks. Okay, I'm Carol Meyer Reed. My work address is 319 Southwest Washington, Suite 820, Portland 97204. Thanks, Kurt. And I'll just try to be brief. I think we'll be able to run through this fairly quickly. So I'm going to start at the southwest corner with the conversation we had about whether the cypress were appropriate responses to the corner design.
and looked to find that we only have one light pole here and not two, as I was mistaken. And so we substituted a new deciduous tree in there. And then we took that same flowering pear and wrapped them all the way around that so that one wouldn't be an anomaly and that these would be, you know, wrapping. And this is the flowering pear, many of which are flowering now, or excuse me, have fall color now. And then the other thing that I wanted to point out was we looked really carefully at ways to add landscape along this edge, and it's very difficult because we've got a big vault right in here that absolutely is not going anywhere. We've tried to look at how we could reduce it or contain it or do something with it, but we felt that because we have parking along this edge, we added two planters that are closer to grade and then leaving a space where you could get out of your car. So, but we didn't put trees in here thinking that if we were going to, you know, have the effort to make this a pretty robust water display along the wall, that we would prefer not to put trees behind it or in front of it. So that was our thought on that. Here again is the east elevation, and you can see the large trees, and we've got the smaller deciduous trees that are in a stormwater planter. And we've looked really carefully at how we could integrate the redesign of the water feature into the wall, given that several elements have moved. And Kurt said that this planter has been removed, and I think that was a really, it sort of a lightening up of the overall elevation. We felt really comfortable with that. This has moved south closer to the court, to the corner. It spills its water largely to the north, and then we felt that it might be nice to have at least one gesture toward the south because we know that people are going to walk from both directions on the sidewalk, and we wanted to engage them. The stainless steel trays now are much lighter, much thinner. You know, it's just a skiff of water flowing across, so it's not, you know, it's not carrying a lot of water. But we also felt that a little bit more water dropping would help with this idea of sound attenuation along there. And because this is a private street, we're able to add something called an echo chamber below grade that actually makes more sound out of it than is actually based on the water that's falling. So we felt that that was a good add. And we also moved the water source down a little bit, and you'll see that in this more close-up view. There was a question last time that was brought up about the distance from the floor up to the first water tray and whether someone could just like easily hop right up there. And so we did move the whole assembly up, and particularly the lowest one is about 6'8" from the ground level, and felt that that was an adequate deterrent, but also knowing that the operations of the hotel is going to have a lot of people going in, and specifically the valet crew coming in and out of his garage quite a bit. And they also have cameras on site, and Hyatt, as the hotel operator, wasn't too overly concerned about that. So, but we did make a design gesture to elevate that. And then just wanted to give you another look at that. You can see this first weir has moved south, or excuse me, north from it, and then that gives you a little bit better idea of where the areas of water are falling on the ends. And for the landscape architects in the group that may not have seen this yet, this is a separate receptacle from where the water and the plants are different receptacles. So the water is falling into one that returns it back up to the top, whereas the planting is in a separate planter, and that's a painted steel planter that's similar to the ones to the east. And this is just giving you another section look at it, so it doesn't protrude too far out. We wanted to make sure no one was going to bonk their heads on the trays or anything like that, so it's protected and contained within the planter below. And then this just gives you a night view of how that corner will look.
So we really, we actually really appreciated the comments on the last hearing because we think they've improved the building immensely. The building's come a long way, in our opinion, and we're really pleased with the with kind of this, what we hope is the final result. So again, we took your comments to heart, tried to incorporate them as best we could, and we look forward to your comments.
Thank you. Just as a reminder, if anyone wants to state their opinion through testimony. I think there are forms at the back table, and you can fill those out and give those to Amy over here, and then she'll relay them to us, and we'll call you up. So with that, any questions from us?
Just one quick one. Kurt, the glass in the storefront on the ground floor at the entry, is that the exact same as in the rooms above? The same?
Yes.
Same clarity, same.
Exactly.
Okay. Was there any exploration of moving some of the interior uses around within the building in the lobby? Can you talk about that a little bit?
We more explored if there was anything we could do to move any more uses to the east side of the building to help activate that. We were able to make some tweaks on the east side to get some more glazing on some of those uses, but the program elements were not able to move with the amount of service that we had. What we did do is we put more service elements on the east side, kind of within the garage, which got rid of some of the louvers and some of those service access doors, so the east elevation could be simplified to just glazing and slate.
So did you explore potential moving the bar up against the window so the bottles are in the windows or anything like that? Or I imagine.
I believe so. Is that a no? Okay, I guess not.
Okay.
On the interior side, I don't recall that from the last hearing, but maybe that was mentioned.
I cited the Red Star Tavern. And how they have all the bottles up against the glass, so it provides a different view. Anyway, thank you.
I did have a question, Carol. For the trays, there's a photo, but there aren't any details or anything. I was just curious about what's in the tray and some more specifics, just to understand it a little more clearly for me.
Let's see. You're looking at this photograph,
yes,
right?
Yeah,
we were trying to figure out whether we just put pebbles in them or what will make the most sound, what might, you know, make the most resonance. And we're trying to see where you would actually see the surface of the trays, and we don't think you will. You can't see them from above because you're held back with a railing, and you won't see them from below. And so did you have a concern?
No, I was just curious. I didn't know how you were executing the flow of water and what's in there. I'm curious about it more than as much as anything.
Well, the last round we had some pieces of slate laid out in there, and there was a patterning of the way the water might ripple through. But once we realized that they're raised to the point where you won't see them, we weren't intending to put that kind of weight in them anymore, and we can lighten them up and make them thinner. And
what you will see is the water is coming through. What is that pattern?
That's a piece of stainless steel that has perforations in them. And it's, as I described before, it's more droplets and shower-like than it is big gushing water. And the scupper on the top there will have a sheet of water that falls over. But once the water travels to the ends of the trays and drops down, it'll be more
down.
Droplet-like, more shower-like, and frankly, we're a little concerned about overspray or water moving out under the sidewalk. You know, we're just going to have to work with the controls to make sure we're not, you know.
It's falling to penetrations at the bottom of the tray.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then just another detail is the section here at the bottom where your plantings are, and it looks very much smaller in the rendering than in the section in terms of the height of that. What is the height of that planter? And I heard it varies somewhat because there might be a little bit of a slope, but
18 inches.
18 the whole way, the entire length? Okay, all right. And it's a steel edge, is that what?
Yeah, okay. Painted steel.
All right, okay. And then we had a case last week that there was quite a bit of discussion of planters along the perimeter. And I wanted to just ask you about the planters along that south end at the sidewalk level and why you feel they're necessary and what they're doing for the building and for the streetscape.
Sure. And I assume you're referring to this little group right in there. Yeah. Well, one of the ideas early on was we don't feel this, I mean, while it connects to the river, there's a walkway along there, and it's, you know, next to the streetcar, and, you know, hopefully there's a fair amount of activation, but there aren't going to be really large streams of people moving through this area. I don't think that pedestrian demand is going to be there. And we like the idea of giving a base to the building that could be green and also steps down. So based on comments at the first session, I believe, we dropped the planters down a little bit lower so that you could really appreciate the planting that's in them. And then we also turned and wrapped this one in the last round, because we used to end it right here. Mm-hmm. So these are concrete planters terracing down, and then it drops and moves to a steel planter that turns and wraps, that's a thinner section. And one of the reasons we like the steel on this other side was the sidewalk is a little bit narrower here, and feeling like we wanted that to wrap, but we wanted it to be just enough green to make a difference along the base of the building, but not, you know, take up a bunch of sidewalks. So
sure.
Sure.
There you
yeah.
go.
Thank you.
Effect.
There, yeah.
And is the concrete wide enough to at that edge to sit on? What's the width of that? Is that, are you offering that up for people, or?
It's just a 6-inch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Planter wall.
Right. Any other questions from anyone? I, Kurt, if you could maybe address, I'm not quite sure what, is there an agreement with the private streets and the city on how they're operated? And there's parking on them now, and I know you're asking for a modification for loading. Is there the potential to load on the street and you change the parking? I just kind of understand just real quickly what the...
Yeah, it's my understanding that there was not a possibility of loading out on the private streets, but in terms of a maintenance agreement, Trevor, you want to come address that real quick?
Oh, I'm not so interested in the maintenance. It's just the agreement of use, and can you change the use for loading, or is it, since it's kind of part of your street now, right?
Trevor, Dame, 13 Northwest Everett Street. There's three parties to the agreement, and we have to get them to vote yes for on our design.
Sure.
And removing parking is very contentious already.
Sure. Understood.
So that's kind of where we ended up.
All right.
And if you don't mind, David, I just wanted to, I'm not going to make Ted, Commissioner Savinar, happy with this comment, but in our DAR, we got the comment that we needed to move active spaces out to the perimeter, and we took that to heart, and so on the northwest corner, we added a non-standard element, which took about 2 months to battle out with Hyatt to get, which is our library, to activate that corner so that we could move the pool and fitness off of that corner. And then when we submitted our design review case, we took some heat from staff about the northeast corner. And so we were able to take away some parking spaces inside to move some back-of-house functions in and create the retail space that we've talked about in the past. We had sort of in a previous iteration talked, even before you had brought up your example of the Red Star, the issue with the bar is that the bar itself also acts as the buffet for all of the eggs and bacon and stuff, and they had said that operationally, Hyatt had suggested that operationally it needs to be immediately adjacent to the kitchen so that on those days when you have 100 guests eating breakfast, they can service everybody. And so that doesn't satisfy between the time that you made the comment and now. We have made no changes, but I didn't want it to sort of go unnoticed. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Kurt, just a clarification. The glass you added at that kind of north end of the east elevation with the door into the electrical, that's translucent, I would suppose?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. No questions? All right. Are there any individuals here that want to testify? No one. Okay. So then I will close the record. This point, and Since there's no rebuttal, yep, okay. So we can discuss if there is discussion to be made and then see what comes out of that. So anyone want to take the lead on comments?
David, I just wanted to follow up on your asking the question about the planters along the south side. And I basically feel like that's the only thing I want to talk about. In that other project that you referred to, I do feel like for me that this is that similar condition, and it's just left me wondering why you would do that here. Mm-hmm. It's something that we avoid in most parts of the city, you know, putting anything between the kind of activity inside and what's happening there. And it, you know, from the plan, that's some of the more, you know, potentially active
public spaces in a way, yeah,
uses that it has to offer. So we can talk about it, but my sentiment would be you're making an urban edge and you allow that kind of connectivity and you don't spend the money on the planters. Mm-hmm. And that's assuming they're not for stormwater or anything like that. So
you turn toward on the west side, the east side, would that make more sense? I don't know where they turned on.
Because on the east, that's where you have the water kind of coming off the water feature.
Yeah,
and it's
on that southeast corner where it turns and ends up.
Well, and it's kind of there. It's helping to actually, you know, it's one of those issues where we've got a lot of services happening, and that's helping to mitigate the fact that there is no activity on that edge.
Right.
Whereas the other one seems like real potential for that. So maybe just some other comment on that. But I'd be happy.
I wonder then why the library edge and the retail on the other corner. I mean, if you, they're all equal conditions, so. One doesn't warrant more than the other, I don't think. Does it? Yeah. That's why I did.
Oh, yeah.
We already did.
But it's new to that.
What?
This just came up with us.
I know.
And so
I know.
This is a new topic for them. This has been here before.
Right.
Our process, too.
Well, that's why I asked for them to kind of discuss that and give us an indication of why they had it. So it was mainly to kind of create a bit of a, as I understood her answer, to get a bit of a green buffer between the sidewalk and those spaces, but those spaces are kind of congregation spaces anyway, right? They don't necessarily need the green per se. The reason I asked that is right on the heels of our last case last week.
Yeah, that's a great question.
So I just wanted it, right? Right.
And as that, and maybe as the south waterfront fills in, I think that will become more pedestrian. Kind of, we'll be seeing this as the kind of entry point into downtown. So, to David and David's point, we were just talking about in this last project how why have that in an urban, what's soon to become very urban? Why have that break between the pedestrian and the building?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys haven't heard this because we just started talking about it last week.
Right.
But it is an interesting question to talk about based on
the I guess I would ask, is it essential in one way relative to program or function or something? And I think the way we've landed on this, at least some of us, is that kind of condition isn't critical to the function or the success of the project, I guess.
And I think David's going a bit farther and says it actually is
detracts from it.
Yeah,
right.
Detracts from that actually reaching the
Right. Okay, any other elements, issues, modifications are fine with us? There's a parking and bicycle, or loading in a bicycle, is that right? Or I might be confusing your other project.
Yeah, we could accept a condition of approval on the planters removal.
Sure.
There's also ground floor windows, modification for ground floor windows.
For the plant, right, that's right. Yeah.
Zip. Discuss,
really. The what? No, we can't talk to you, sorry. Okay.
All right, well, let's talk about that for a second. I think having not brought this up in prior, you know, I feel a little obligation to that. I would be comfortable, you know, given, I mean, I don't know where you guys are at, but if it were something that the team, if they, I'd be comfortable with an option if they wanted to do, you know, if they wanted to eliminate them, that would be great.
Okay, if you like, I can open the record and we can talk about it a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, let's open the record.
Open the record.
I'll discuss it.
Okay.
So Dan, Carol, we're cutting you off.
So Carol, you're on.
Hello.
Well, hello, you're back.
All right, thanks, Carol.
this is my lucky day.
That's all we needed to hear.
Well, I think one rationale for it was to provide some level of connectivity of green up from the greenway. I mean, we were specifically asked to do that. And we thought that was a nice thing to do. We're able to do it under the tree yard, and there aren't parked cars on that side, so we aren't, you know, having to provide for people getting out of the cars onto the sidewalk, so we can get a pretty continuous green strip along there. But if you go down one block toward the river, that next block has a pretty generous median that sort of carries that idea of the thread of green coming from the greenway. So, you know, in our minds, there was, you know, sort of part of the concept would be to be able to execute that in the next block in two places so that the pedestrian is walking between these two garden spaces. And they are planted fairly, in a fairly interesting way, in a patterned way, and in a, I'd say, getting toward ornamental way that, you know, we thought it was an enhancement to the project as opposed to something that detracted. So that's what I would say. And there aren't storefronts along here. These are meeting rooms.
Are you enhancing the existing planting area? That is that 5 feet wide that's continuous at the sidewalk edge?
Pardon?
At the curb in the sidewalk?
It's
to the street?
It's bigger
the
than
street
that.
Edge. You've got a continuous...
you're in another part
of
the thing.
I'm trying to find again.
Just the site plan. Is that 8 feet wide?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe 8 feet is enough. I mean, I'm not going to fall on my sword for it. We want to get this approved in the worst way.
We just want to hear, you know, how what does it do? How important is it? Is it because it's compromising a different condition?
Right.
Right.
And that's why
to some of us.
We didn't do it on the north side, and we didn't do it on the east side, which, you know, we felt that rationale for bringing that landscape up through block by block, maybe it changes each time it moves from block to block, but that there was a thread of landscape that comes through there.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
Which
a concept.
Sense. I'm also curious, what's your feeling about just throughout the city? That, I mean, kind of the more generally speaking, the idea of having a buffer between us.
Typically now, I would say. Yeah, it depends.
You know, and in the plans, even though there are a few meeting rooms on the end, it is mostly restaurant and bar and storefront things. So, I'm sort of arguing the other way. I think it should go, and I'm thinking more with these guys that, you know, let's expose some of these guys.
Right.
Yeah, sorry. All right, sorry, Ted. I don't want to typecast you. Yeah. It's an interesting
right.
discussion, and maybe it wraps part of the way of the corner, but.
Because I do like Carol's idea of bringing the river up, so that's what I was asking, if it just came from the east wall and turned up briefly, then stopped to the urban condition, you know, stopped as it got into all the public spaces. But
I would really, I mean, from the streetscape, the planters against the building are almost mute to the tree lawn,
mm-hmm.
8-foot-wide tree lawn.
Yeah, yeah.
Against the curb.
Yeah.
It's really what you see from the street. And you're going to have
to get let them go.
On both sides, which listening to Carol's explanation and the way that same ethic continues east of this block, that starts to make sense to me. I mean, if we talked about it last week in that other project, and I think one of my issues as a landscape architect is working in urban conditions is the maintenance of these snap grade planter systems along the pedestrian corridor, and you know, they become litter receptacles, they become bathrooms. I've seen a lot of issues, especially in certain parts of town. You know, this part of town may not be one of those that's going to suffer in that way, but definitely in the Chinatown areas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally agree with you, and the use of dogs, or the effects of dogs on plants in the city is really getting kind of pathetic. So that's why we're raising those up, you know. But just to correct, Jeff, this isn't lawn under here. It's planted out. The 8 foot.
Right.
It's a grade, but it's not lawn. You said,
right.
I think you said lawn, but
yeah.
I mean, seriously, we can let this go. I'm not going to make it a sticking point, certainly.
Well, I have a contrary view.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. not surprising, right?
Oh.
That I think there is value in being able to for a pedestrian to walk between two bodies of plantings, and you have a building that is gray, gray, and gray. And so I think the opportunity for the plant life, as you've indicated, what you've planted along these really does enrich that edge of the building. And my real question would be, how would you propose to finish the building as it touches the ground otherwise if those weren't there? Because I don't necessarily think the way you've solved it in the other locations enriches the building touching down at all or the pedestrian experience. You've just got a cast-in-place concrete base. I think you've also got a, yeah.
There is a grade change from high to low, but we actually did step our building program down, so they step through ramps and stairs, so we can, you know, there'll be a little bit to grade changes, but essentially we'd bring the storefront or the curtain wall glazing down as far as we can, but then there would be an exposed piece of, you know, of concrete or
right.
Do something else, you know, maybe put some
like
steel
you've got around
it,
the storefront.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty much how we would deal with it if we didn't have the planter.
Not. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So on the site to the east, so you're saying that there's planting along the building, along the face of the building on the site to the east? I know there's a lot of planting in the median. Yeah, that's what you're saying, right?
It's in
the median.
It's in the median of the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the building down there comes right to the sidewalk, right?
Can't remember.
Yeah, it's actually pretty harsh.
Does it? Oh, I think it does, yeah.
Yeah, the south side of the block does not.
Is that right?
So I mean,
okay.
If we want to split the baby, then why don't we wrap this meeting room here and then go to no planter along the more active parts? Is that possible? Or does that look terrible to everybody?
Okay.
Or maybe the condition is you have us look at it, and as Dave said, it may be our best recommendation. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion with?
Only to say thank you. I think all the changes you've done to date in the last couple of passes have been a great improvement. I agree with you. So thank you to the team for integrating all the things. I know it was kind of frustrating last time. You can see that in some of the faces. But I think it paid off. I think it's improved that backside. East side is much better. And I think the two-entry system is kind of works. The hierarchy of that works better. So
okay. Closed record. And then do we want to have a short discussion about that one topic? Because that seems like the only issue at all. And the reason I brought it up is on the tail end of our last meeting, we had that one issue. And I'd just like us to kind of craft a consistent approach so that the predictability for people as they have that idea or go through that idea and then edit it or not edit it, why they would or wouldn't. So, yes, Chris.
I just want to confuse the issue a little bit more by reminding you that this also has a greenway review attached to it, and there are greenway review guidelines that do talk about integrating landscaping and wildlife plant potential and things like that up from the greenway trail, as Carol was saying. It's, of course, the commission's purview to make the decision, but this is a different spot, and so it does have additional criteria that it has to address.
And is that where is that criteria, Chris?
It's in the back of the staff report, and it is on page 16, 17, and 18. And I'm actually looking at page 17 at the bottom is letter E, landscape treatments.
Oh, yeah, huh?
may or may not feel that planters up against the building satisfy that requirement.
That's the part that, yeah.
But I just don't want you to forget that.
Sure. Right. And that can be executed in a number of ways, such as an enormously large green roof, right? And enhancing. And you do have other stormwater planters plus the other, yeah. Okay. So with that in context, so are there places in the city where that would work better than others, such as this neighborhood, with the idea of extending the greenway up? But in that case, is it 3 feet wide, 2 to 3 feet?
I wonder if there's a way to, rather than determining, where it should occur, develop criteria for what you think it should achieve and how to perform. In other words, certain width, does it a certain height? Is it lit? Does it have seating adjacent to it? Or, what is the intent of the thing, rather than saying, we hate it everywhere, or, in this corridor it can occur. I think to have a broader discussion about what we're trying to do and see how it fits, rather than start from the yes-no point.
Well, that could involve a very long discussion, so I don't think we have enough time right now for that.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Right. I don't want to have it now.
No, I don't.
Okay, you don't.
I don't.
Because I don't want to have it now.
No.
Anybody want to have it now? Okay, so then what we have to do within the limited time frame we have, and kind of having gone through it enough to kind of decide for this particular case, right? And does it meet whatever kind of criteria you have in your minds at the moment? Because I don't think we're going to get I thought what I was asking for was at least an approach to this one relative to its location, as Chris had talked about, with this extension of the greenway idea. And does it do that or not do that?
I think the project does successfully, do some things that connect it to the greenway. I think the water, kind of the way of bringing water down off the courtyard, is really ingenious and character giving, and I think that relates to it well. And the way they've planted the street edge along that edge does it. So I see that criteria as met, and I see the kind of active, getting the active use to help engage the pedestrian and improve the pedestrian experience. That's improved, and certainly for the long term in the building, to have greater connectivity between the activity within and what's happening on the street. Right. And I think that the project is very successfully used planting where it is really, you need it to help mitigate the fact there's a lot of services and things.
Yeah.
So
right.
I just feel like this is a classic, just sort of really potential, great urban edge that can have activity within it, and that we should make it as good as it can be, which would be getting rid of the planter.
Yeah. Okay. I agree.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay. So with that, do we want to have comments and then a motion? Do we want to do general comments about the project? Okay. David, you want to start out? Or did you just do that?
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay.
Well, I think there have been really good improvements from the last time, and I think it's a great project, and it's got my endorsement with that one modification.
Or condition?
Condition.
Yeah. Okay. Ted?
I appreciate the team's continued work to find solutions to our comments. Especially appreciate the addition of the planting strips and the peach trees. Appreciate that very much. I hope it's a good addition. I think it will be. I still feel that the project falls short of what it could be.
Right. Jeff?
I don't have any additional comments other than I really appreciate
Okay. You said your piece? All right. Well, I do agree. I think it's we're finally at the point where it's a building that hopefully fits Hyatt's needs, and I think it addresses and makes itself part of Portland more than kind of the typical kind of corporate Hyatt might. And so I think that's what separates it out from me and makes it supportable, and I think it would be a fairly nice addition. I think all the parts and pieces are in the right place. The massing's excellent. I think the level of quality and craft that I can see happening in this would make it a very nice building, long-lived, and one that people would want to stay in. And particularly appreciate the efforts to shift around the programmatic elements on the first floor and really make that active over probably 80% of the first floor around the whole building. So really appreciate that part, because as we all know, that's the critical component that activates the streetscape, makes our city move and hum along, and makes it different than most cities. So appreciate that. So we need a motion from someone.
I also just want to clarify, it sounds like we're going to be looking at a condition mm-hmm. to remove the planters. Is that all along the south and the corner on the east?
Whoever drafts the condition will okay. make that clear. Yeah, I think.
So I'll make a motion to accept the staff report as written with the modifications, with the condition that the landscaping is removed on the south wall. And whether or not it turns from the east wall onto the south wall, we'll leave that up to the design team.
And staff?
And staff.
Okay, don't work through. Okay. Maybe a second?
A second.
Okay. Amy?
Jeff Simpson?
Aye.
Ben Kaiser?
Aye.
David Bork?
Aye.
Pat Zellner?
No.
David Zellner?
Aye. Okay, congratulations. Good luck on your construction. Hope you're not starting this week. Wait till the rains go away. Something.
Thank you.
All right.
Over